My name is Gorita Hunter, and I recently launched my book Balance of Power, Ramaphosa and the Future of South Africa. The book takes readers into the heart of Cyril Ramaphosa's rise to the ANC presidency and the political balancing act he has had to maintain ever since. It's a culmination of reporting from the front line, behind-the-scenes information, and exclusive interviews with people around the president. So Balance of Power seeks to contextualize what the current political climate could mean for both the ANC and the future of South Africa. In the course of writing this book, I was fascinated with how the lyrics of the legendary musician Hugh Masekela's Tuma Mina song, which Ramaphosa quoted in his maiden address as head of state in February 2018, became the slogan of his incumbency. It would be the catchphrase of his tenure and would fuel a political momentum. It was his Amandla and Owethu. It was his Yes We Can moment. Tuma Mina was a political slogan that found its way into civil society and soon became a metaphor of hope and renewal both in the ANC and in society generally. There was an electric current running through the National Assembly that Friday evening after a tumultuous week that saw Zuma eventually resign as president, albeit begrudgingly, and Ramaphosa elected his successor in unanimous vote in the Assembly. Ramaphosa's first speech as president of the Republic injected the country with a level of optimism unknown for over a decade. Of all the themes and buzzwords contained in that address to the joint sitting of Parliament, Tuma Mina captured a spirit that unified all sides of the political divide.
I want to be there when the people start to turn it around, when they triumph over poverty. I want to be there when the people win the battle against AIDS. I want to lend a hand. Send me.
By this point in his speech, Ramaphosa had spoken of a new dawn, and of his determination to fix the state. But it was the lyrics of Hugh Masekela's 2002 hit song that gave life to Ramaphosa's vision. The standing ovation from both sides of the political aisle captured this optimism surrounding Ramaphosa's rise to the presidency. Masekela's words aptly fitted the mood of the nation and would for long remain engraved in people's minds.
Send me.
So I set out to find the genesis of the speech as we reflect on what it means almost 2 years later, now that the euphoria of Ramaphosa's rise to high office has subsided. I found that this reference to Masekela's song in Ramaphosa's address to the nation almost did not see the light of day. His advisors didn't believe that these words would best fit probably the most important speech of Ramaphosa's political career, his first address as president. It turns out that the reference to Tuma Mina and I Wanna Lend a Hand was part of a draft of the address initially penned for former President Jacob Zuma by a presidential staffer who had no idea that by the time the speech was delivered, Zuma would no longer be the president of the country. When Ramaphosa took his oath of office and then sat down to prepare his address to the nation the next evening, it seems two well-respected advisors of the new president, Stan Speed and advocate Nokokhanya Jele, objected to the Tuma Mina reference in the draft. They were a little skeptical about the wisdom of Ramaphosa quoting song lyrics in this crucial speech. As it happened, Tuma Mina, the reference to the song, was only reintroduced a few hours before Ramaphosa delivered his speech. Now, the making of political speeches is often ignored, and people who conceptualize and draft them often go down in history without even so much as a footnote. The story of the genesis of the Tuma Mina quote is best chronicled by Wonderboy Peters, a speechwriter who had been appointed to the office of the deputy president 3 years previously, an unknown, faceless wordsmith. It was he who came up with the political slogan that will always define the start of Ramaphosa's presidency. I struck down Wonderboy, who has since left the presidency, and he explained that the Tuma Mina reference was something he wrote with Zuma in mind. It would, he felt, lift the mood of the country at a time when Zuma's future hung in the balance.
I was told sometime in January that the private office of then President Jacob Zuma and the private office of Deputy President of the Republic, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, and President of the ANC at the time, was going to work together to produce the SONA for 2018. It made sense. You know, Deputy President Ramaphosa had just won his victory at the ANC National Conference, and so you would have expected that he would have had an interest in the SONA and what messages were being communicated. So there was nothing, but it was for the first time. So I thought that I wanted to speak to the mood of the nation.
He says his instinct suggested that he should dig up more on Hugh Masekela to find new imagery and fresh metaphors for the address, as the jazz legend had just died that January.
I specifically indicated that I was keen on working on the theme. And I thought we could mention the recent passing away of Hugh Masekela. But more than that, I was looking for something instead of just mentioning who had passed away from Hugh Masekela. I had heard the song some time back. Even when I had listened to it, it had left an impression on me. So I began a long and a very lengthy process of research of Brahue's songs to see if there was a specific one that one could use for the SONA 2018 February. And yeah, when it came, it really did the magic. You know, when the lyrics came in front of me, I always say that people today just speak about Tuma Mina as if it's a joke. But if you go to the chorus, there's something very beautiful that I think most South Africans relate to, and it spoke directly to me and my experiences.
By the time he was done with his first draft, he had no idea that late on Valentine's Day, Zuma would have uttered the words,
"I have therefore come to the decision to resign as President of the Republic with immediate effect."
So he penned the speech for Zuma.
In my mind, I had President Jacob Zuma. I had never written anything for him. And I think for every person that we ghostwriters write for, you have to understand that person, you have to understand what is going around that individual. And at that point in time, I think there's a lot that had happened in the life of Mshelozi, in his career, in his standing in society as the leader of government, but also as the former leader of the ANC. He was in a very difficult space. There were a lot of attacks. There had been lots of marches. One had to do the best that one could, you know, to protect his integrity, you know, and project him in the best possible manner. That is what we get paid for.
Wonderboy Peters rightly observed that people don't generally remember the whole State of the Nation address, but are generally left with just one memorable line. Presidents give hundreds, if not thousands, of speeches in their lifetimes, but there are only a few that become engraved in history because of the impact and influence they have. For Nelson Mandela, it was the "I am prepared to die" speech he gave in 1964 while standing for 3 hours in the dock facing the possibility of a death sentence at the conclusion of the Rivonia trial. Mandela's Rainbow Nation speech, given on the day he was elected president in 1994, also stands out.
A rainbow nation.
For President Mbeki, it was the "I am an African" speech, which was delivered on the occasion of the adoption of South Africa's new constitution in 1996.
I am an African.
Tuma Mina may have been meant for Zuma, but Ramaphosa's delivery of those poetic and powerful words has associated that sentiment indelibly with his political career as president. Marion Tham, a journalist at the Daily Maverick, referred to Ramaphosa's reference to Masekela's song as marking the start of the Send Me era. Who knows what Hugh Masekela would have thought of Ramaphosa's reference to Tuma Mina, she wrote, a song co-written with Sello Twala and gospel star Peter Mokoena. The president's mention has since been universally read as a call for South Africans, deeply traumatized by the corrosive and self-serving Zuma era, to find new inspiration and hope in a common humanity, ubuntu, duty and service. Professor Tinuku Maluleke wrote that in the South Africa of the Zuma era, people no longer wanted to say send me unless there was something in it for them. The impact of this message was best felt on the campaign trail when it became Ramaphosa's personal message for the 2019 general elections, being reproduced on t-shirts and banners across the country. Almost weekly during the campaign, Ramaphosa would have meetings with business leaders, speak to a cross-section of academics and engage with civil society in events across the country. In these engagements, it became clear that there was a willingness and desire in society for people to come forward and help rebuild the country. Later, Fikile Mbalula, the ANC head of elections, said that Ramaphosa's Tuma Mina message enabled the party to engage with sectors of society that had previously been off limits. Tuma Mina became Ramaphosa's sales pitch to the electorate, inviting them to send him by giving him a firm mandate in the forthcoming general elections. It was also his rallying call to civil society and business to help government sort out the unending challenges it faced. It reignited a sense of patriotism not felt in the country for well over a decade. For Wonderboy Peters, Tuma Mina became his own personal moment of triumph. The boy who had grown up in poverty had set the tone for the entire nation. It became his own moment of hope. For Ramaphosa, the words came to embody the spirit of his presidency. That is why, at his inauguration as president, after the 2019 general election, Ramaphosa's reference to Tuma Mina spoke louder even than his message of renewal and hope.
Those that you elected have now said, send us. They have said, Tuma Mina, Rumana.
But as Ramaphosa's journey continued as president, the star of Tuma Mina faded. This is as the economy lagged and the promises of a new dawn became a distant dream. And his political opponents were the first to point it out. It has been almost 2 years since Tuma Mina and Ramaphosa gripped the country. It's no longer as common as it once was. As I concluded the book, and it's since been published, I realized that the optimism of Tuma Mina was a collective hope in the country for a better future. People gave Ramaphosa the benefit of the doubt and joined his vision. But politics has since took over and people have now become impatient. The book is called Balance of Power, Ramaphosa and the Future of South Africa, and it is available in all leading bookstores and online booksellers. You can follow me on Twitter @Kwanika Hunter.